Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
We are deeply concerned by the use of unlawful lethal force in Jenin in the occupied West Bank.
Thamin Al-Kitan, a UN Human Rights Office spokesman, voiced serious concerns about Israeli military's use of force in its raid this week in the West Bank.
Our office has verified that at least 12 Palestinians have been killed and 40 injured by Israeli security forces since Tuesday, most of them reportedly unarmed.
Al-Kitan added that 3,000 families in the city of Jenin have been displaced due to violence and that water and electricity have been interrupted. Israeli officials said the Jenin operation was aimed at what the military said were Iranian-backed militant groups in the refugee camp adjacent to the city, a major hub for armed Palestinian groups for years. According to South Korea, there are suspicions North Korea is going to send more troops to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
North Korean soldiers fighting in the Russia-Ukraine war have suffered heavy casualties. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of artillery and weapons to Russia, and last October, it sent about 10,000 to 12,000 troops there as well. That's according to US, South Korean and Ukraine intelligences. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff also assessed in a report distributed to journalists that North Korea is continuing its preparations to test fire an intercontinental ballistic missile intended to reach the United States. I'm Karen Chemas.
The World Health Organization's chief told staff in an internal memo seen by Reuters that the agency will cut costs and review which health programs to prioritize after President Donald Trump announced he was withdrawing the U.S. from the WHO on Monday. The United Nations confirmed on Thursday that the U.S. was set to withdraw from the WHO on January 22, 2026. This is VOA News. President Trump visits disaster areas today after suggesting individual states should take on more responsibility in responding to natural disasters. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Trump heads to North Carolina and California today on his first trip of his second term. He will tour areas where politics has clouded the response to deadly disasters. Trump had sharply criticized the federal response in the mountains of North Carolina, battered by Hurricane Helene, and has suggested withholding money from California unless it changes water policies. A source tells the AP the White House has asked California congressional members to hold a roundtable in an airplane hangar in Santa Monica during Trump's visit. California officials have pushed back against the notion of withholding federal aid as wildfires continue to threaten Los Angeles. Trump will follow the disaster tour with a victory rally in Las Vegas on Saturday. I'm Jennifer King.
Indonesian rescuers on Friday paused search efforts at a landslide because of bad weather as the death toll rose to at least 25 people. 65-year-old villager Tamari's family managed to escape in time. I did not reach the landslide area, but my children and grandchildren were there and managed to save their family. They're alive, but their houses were all damaged, including those of the village chiefs. On Tuesday, torrential rain in the city of Pekalongan in central Java province triggered the landslide. Hundreds of rescuers were deployed to the area. Millions of people in Ireland and northern parts of the United Kingdom are being urged to stay home as a system with hurricane-force winds named Storm Éowyn by weather authorities disabled power networks and brought widespread travel disruptions. Ireland was hit with wind gusts of 183 kilometers an hour overnight, the highest since World War II, as a winter storm spiraled in from the Atlantic before hitting Scotland. Zoe Clark is a tourist visiting Glasgow, Scotland.
I just think it's very apocalyptic up there. There's not like one person, all the barriers are down and bins everywhere.
There was a broken bench.
Why are you out today then?
Because we've been kicked out of our hotel until 2 o'clock.
Forecasters issued a rare red weather warning, meaning danger to life, for Friday across the whole island of Ireland and central and southwest Scotland. According to a senior federal minister, at least 8 people died and 7 more were injured in a blast at an ordnance factory in the western Indian state of Maharashtra on Friday. The factory manufactures propellants and explosives, according to local media, but the cause of the blast remains unknown. Medical and rescue teams were on the site. Devendra Fadnavis, the chief minister of the state, said in a post on social media platform X. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.